And now I'm going to hand over to two people who need no introduction, but want to give them one anyway. I'm profoundly grateful to them for adding their voices to this. They shouldn't have had to. I'm personally really grateful to you guys, and I'm sure many people on the island are too. Please welcome Father Ted Writer, Graham Linehan, and Helen Linehan.
We do. Should we introduce the film, or do you
no?
Want
we'll
us
leave
to?
That to the end. Oh, we just okay. Want to talk about your experience
and your
thoughts. It's
a really depressing film to watch after all this. I thought that's just what the situation needed. So yes.
Well, our story. We just after we got married.
Sorry, Helen.
Just after.
We fell pregnant. We were absolutely delighted, told everybody.
Which you're not supposed to do, which we didn't.
Shouldn't have done.
Although
I'm really pleased that we did, because we had amazing support. And when we went in for our scan, it was about 11 weeks, the scanner went very quiet. She had a bit of a worried look on her face. And we were told that there was a problem. I think we went back the following day for an internal scan, which confirmed that the fetus, our baby, had a condition called acrania, where the top of the skull had not formed completely over the its head, and it was a fatal condition, a fatal fetal abnormality, amazingly. I mean, I feel privileged that we had this care. We were given a termination. We were booked in. It was a Friday, and we were booked in on the Monday to have a termination. In fact, there was no question about it. There was no question. The baby we would have been able to carry that baby. It would have survived in my womb. I could have grown and delivered that baby, but that baby would not have survived.
For about half an hour.
Yeah, so we, the NHS were amazing, and I can't imagine anything different, how you would cope without that care. It was very difficult for us to have that weekend, those two days, they seem so insignificant now, two tiny days, which seem very long to us, but probably very short for you, to think about, I was still being sick, I still had morning sickness, knowing that I was carrying this little baby that was going to die on Monday, that was going to be terminated. Awful, tragic, but there was no question in all of the doctor, everybody, there was no question that this baby wouldn't survive. So we had a termination on that Monday, and I'm so grateful for the NHS, and I don't dwell on that period of my life, although this past week has been quite long, revisiting that time. But because of that care, I was offered counselling, which I did. I did have actually a few months later, but I just cannot imagine what we would have done if we had been living here. And to have gone through the situation that you have had to endure, it sounds so bizarre and insane. It feels like a bad dream. Listening to the stories I've heard today,
sometimes I'm telling people about it, and I'm telling people what the law is here, and I get this little. it's almost like a skipping record feeling in my brain as I tell people about it, because something in me keeps saying that couldn't be right. That actually couldn't be true.
It doesn't sound right.
And I have to keep going over it and going. And I had to be reassured by you many times that what we were saying was true.
Is it true?
It is actually true. And what happened to us was ours is, compared to other people, a positive story. Ours is how it should work. But a few months later, we decided to live in Ireland. We decided to move back home. A few years later,
yeah.
And we were there, and Helen was at a playgroup.
Yeah, we were unaware of this.
We didn't know at this stage.
I was at a playgroup, and I met a woman who told me that if I had been in Ireland, this is their law, that it would have been illegal.
And a friend of hers had the experience.
Yeah, and a friend of hers had the experience, and you know, she had to travel and. Just insane to even prolong that, to have to get on a plane, to organise your tickets, to book yourself in, to have no one to talk to, no support in your own country, just really doesn't sound right.
And the embarrassment that I felt, because Helen is from Liverpool and I'm from Dublin, and I've always been very proud to be Irish, but the humiliation of her being, she was pregnant. We got pregnant again in Ireland, and I suddenly thought, "Oh, she's not safe. She's not safe. She's not entirely safe." Mm. And now it's terrifying that I brought her somewhere where she might not be safe. You know. Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's
it.
Shall we have a look at?
Yeah, if we must.
I think that's why we're here. Shall we? Would you like to
set
it up?
Well, yeah. The only thing I would like to explain why. I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm especially proud of it because it wasn't directed by me. A brilliant director called James Thraves directed it. And the thinking behind it is that the abortion law as it stands is part of a chain that extends back into Ireland's past. And recently, the thing that really made me write it was the marriage equality celebrations. Because while I was obviously delighted about it, there's a bit of me that just thought, don't think it's over. It's not over. Mm. We're still locked into this, as it says in the film, chained to this thing. And the mass graves at Tuam, I think it was.
Yep.
The operation, I never know how to pronounce it. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Civita. All of these things are part of this chain, and we won't be free of it until we break this final link. So, yes. Yeah, so this is chains.
A ghost must pass. A cruel ghost of the last century. Still bound to the land. It blindly brings suffering, even death, to the woman whose lives it touches. Feared by politicians, this is a ghost of paper and ink. A spirit that lives in the Constitution. Written for a different time. It is the shadow of the country we'd hoped we'd left behind. Ireland doesn't have to be chained to its past. It's time to lay this ghost to rest. Repeat the eighth.
I think that's it, unless I wrote some more. But,
that's great. Shall I open it to the floor? So we have two mics here. Two mics. Mic operators, you're on.
That was really powerful. Thank you for that.